Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
G'day guys, welcome back to the Rugby League Guru podcast. As you know, we've been doing these randomised teams for about 6 months or so, and I had a really good suggestion sent in the other day. Now, it was on the Instagram story that I put out for you guys. Unfortunately, Instagram isn't allowing me to open those up now, so I was going to go through today and answer all of your questions that you sent in, but I think it's timed out or something, I'm not sure. So a bit of a pain in the ass there, but I remember seeing this one. It was a randomised team, and I was asking to pick a randomised team of guys that have captained clubs. So if you haven't listened to one of these podcasts before, I've got two packs of footy cards, which is a grand total of 20 cards. So I pick a squad of 20 players, 1 to 17, then three guys to add in my extended bench. My extended bench is normally, you know, a middle forward, a ball player, and then normally an outside back as well. So I have to pick all captains. So it's going to be really tough, especially my outside backs. And just, you know, if I pick out, you know, if I happen to pick out three Roosters in a row, that's three Rooster captains in a row I have to pick, depending on what positions they play. It's going to be pretty difficult. So one that I'm a little bit nervous about, especially picking my wingers and stuff. I would assume I'm going to have to find a few fullbacks and stuff that have captain size to chuck on the wing. So this one should actually turn out to be a pretty solid team, but it's just going to depend what cards come out, what teams come out, what guys I can get. You got to remember as well, the hardest thing about these is at the back end. Now, once I pick someone in a position, I cannot change them. Yeah, I cannot move them after that. So if I get to the back end and I need to find, you know, a hooker, and I pick out a card with a team that hasn't really had a hooker as a captain, that's been great. I have to try and find someone else that's been a captain to plug in there. So that's where these sort of teams can really struggle or fall apart. So you've got to be a little bit strategic about this. Some of the two packs of footy cards I've got are 2015 Traders and 2011. So 2015 on the front there, Benny Hunt, his Broncos kit, Jamie Soward, Penrith Panthers, Georgie Burgess in his South Sydney Rabbitohs kit, JT Cowboys, and Trent Hodkinson in the Canterbury Bulldogs outfit. 2011, the Champions pack, they don't actually have anyone on the front. It's just a green packaging. It's pretty clean, though. I like this pack. But I'm going to dive into these, open them both up. I've got a piece of paper next to me that I'll be writing these as we go. So fingers crossed we're able to get every position, because this is normally a big test. Once again, apologies to whoever sent this idea in. I would give you a shout out, but can't get your name back off Instagram. So send me a message if it was you. I'd love to hear from you. Love to hear what your thoughts are. Now, as I go through, I will say the team that I'm picking from. I'll read out whatever card it is and say which team I'm picking from. You might want to pause the podcast and write down your own team and see how close you get to the guys that I pick, whether you end up with a better team or worse team, whatever it might be. So let's have a look. Let's open 2015 first. Our first card that we've got, it's Andrew McCulloch from the Brisbane Broncos. So I have to pick a Broncos captain straight away in this side, a Broncos captain. Now, Brisbane Broncos, obviously I could pick guys like Gordon Tallis, Darren Lockyer, Wally Lewis, these sort of guys. The idea of Darren Lockyer appeals to me really quickly. He's a guy that I could obviously pick on the wing if I was desperate, but I will probably get more opportunities to do this. So I think I'm going to go for Darren Lockyer, and I might pick him in the 6 jersey. Darren Lockyer in the sixth jersey from the Brisbane Broncos. There's my first captain. Our next card is Brenton Lawrence from the Manly Seagulls. So now I need to pick a Manly Seagulls captain, someone that I can put in this side. And straight away, the standout to me is Jamie Lyon because he is a centre or a winger. I could pick him on the wing as well. I'm actually going to take a little tactical play here and pick Jamie Lyon on the wing. I know that's a little bit controversial, but he's a guy that I know that I could put him out there. I know he would do a job, and I know that wingers are going to be really hard to find for this team. So I'm going to pick Jamie Lyon from the Manly Seagulls. He's on my wing. I know he's a center or a six traditionally, but I've got to fill these wing spots because I'm getting nervous just thinking about it. My next one is Mitchell Pearce from the Sydney Roosters. So I need a Roosters captain. I'm going to go with Brad Fittler here, and I'm going to pick him in the centers. I'm going to pick another spot there. Centers, they might be hard to come by. I'm sure I've already got a six in Darren Lockyer, so I'm going to pick Freddie in the centers. He is my Sydney Roosters captain that I'm going for. And next one is Chico James Aguiari from the Penrith Panthers. So I need a Panthers captain to put into my side here somewhere. I'm pretty sure, I could be wrong, but I'm pretty sure Dave Simmons from the Penrith Panthers, he actually captained them a couple of games. So he's a guy I could pick on the wing. I have got plenty of options here. I have also got Greg Alexander. I could pick him on the wing. He played there for the Kangaroos a little bit. And I think I will. I'll go Greg Alexander on the wing. So thankfully, early, I've been able to sort out my two wing spots, Jamie Lyon, Greg Alexander. I've only picked backs so far. Our next one is Kane Lynette from the North Queensland Cowboys. I need to pick a captain from the North Queensland Cowboys. I'm going to go with Jason Taumalolo in the front row here. Jason Taumalolo in the front row. Could have gone Thurston at seven, but we'll see what else comes up. There's been a lot of, obviously, really talented halfbacks that have captained sides. Our next one is Josh Morris from the Canterbury Bulldogs. So I need a skipper from the Canterbury Bulldogs to put into this side. Always been a big fan of Andrew Ryan. Could go Joshy Jackson. A lot of guys to pick from here. Terry Lamb, obviously, another one I could go, but I've already got a six. Could go Terry Lamb at like 13 or something. Could pick him as one of my utility guys, Terry Lamb. He'd be really solid to have in the side. I think I might go with Bobcat Andrew Ryan here. I'm going to go with him in the second row. Andrew Ryan could have also gone, you know, James Graham, one of these sort of guys. A lot of talented players there. I'm going to go Andrew Ryan, Bobcat from the Bulldogs in the second row. Nice little pick there. Very happy with that. And next one is from the Cowboys again, Antonio Winterstein. Seeing as I've already got Taumalolo in the front row, I guess I should go Thurston here as the seven. So my halves combination will be Lockyer and Thurston. Pretty damn handy there. Lockyer and Thurston. Happy with how that has turned out. Our next one is Will Hopewade back in his Parramatta Eels day. So I've got to pick a Parramatta player, skipper from Parramatta. Obviously, you know, you had Nathan Hindmarsh, who was a skipper for a long time. Nathan Kalis, captain of the Parramatta Eels for a very long time as well. But with the opportunity to pick Hindmarsh, actually him and Hindmarsh were Andrew Ryan and Hindmarsh that I've picked. They were actually Parramatta Eels teammates at one stage as well. I'm going to go with Nathan Hindmarsh in the second row from the Parramatta Eels. Our next one, bugger, is Dane Gagai from the Newcastle Knights. Now, I've already picked Thurston as my halfback, and this is what I spoke about earlier, that when I pick a guy somewhere, I'm not allowed to change them. So I can't pick Joey in the seven. I could pick Joey at nine, a lot of talented hookers. I could just pick Joey in jersey 14 as well to have him in the team. I think I'm going to go Joey, jersey 14, Andrew Johns from the Newcastle Knights. I would pick Joey over Thurston every day of the week, to be perfectly honest with you, at halfback. But the way that this team has played out, that's just the way it's ended up. So Andrew Johns, have him in 14. I could have also gone Danny Badiris at 9 as well. But having Joey in the team, if you got the opportunity to get him, you simply have to get him in there. Our next one is Jason Clark from the South Sydney Rabbitohs. Now I need a Rabbitohs captain to put into my side. Obviously, Adam Reynolds. I've already got Thurston. I've also already got Joey, so rules himself out. Sam Burgess, a guy I could pick in jersey 13. Greg Inglis, though, he's probably the guy that I want here. Now, with GI, I can either pick him at fullback or I can pick him at center. I'm going to pick him in center in this team just because I feel like I can get another fullback later on. So I'm going to go with Greg Inglis in the centres there, former captain of the South Sydney Rabbitohs. He was the captain when he retired. So Greg Inglis and Brad Fittler, pretty handy centre pairing there. Our next one is from the Canberra Raiders. Let's have a look at the Canberra Raiders. Who can we get here? So I don't need a Ricky Stewart. Who's their current captain at the moment? Josh Papali. Could go Josh Papali in the front row there. Jared Croker. Actually, Josh Papali hasn't. He's probably captained a few games, but not a heap. Jared Croker, I've already picked centers. Mal Meninga, I've already picked centers there as well, so there's no real point picking him. I think I might take this opportunity to pick Mal, but I think I'm going to pick him in jersey 18, Mal Meninga, so he can be my back in my extended squad. Pretty handy to have there. If you've got the opportunity to pick Mal, I think you have to. And next one is the tackle, Ricky Latelli from the Cronulla Sharks. Brilliant defender, premiership winning center there. So from the Cronulla Sharks, who can I pick here? A lot of options to go through here with the Sharkies, but I think Paul Gallen probably has to be the standout there. I could have gone ET at fullback. That could have been another option. I think I will find another fullback as I go, though. I'm going to go with Paul Gallen in... Actually, you know what? I'm going to go with Paul Gallen in the front row. Paul Gallen in the front row with Tau Malolo. Okay, and that is the end of our first pack of cards. And the way that it's stacking up at the moment, we don't have a fullback. We've got Jamie Lyon on one wing with Greg Alexander on the other wing. Brad Frederick Fittler in the centres, partnered with Greg Inglis. Lockyer at 6, Thurston at 7. Tau Malolo up front with Paul Gallen. No hooker yet. Our second row is Nathan Hindmarsh and Andrew Ryan. We don't have a lock forward yet. Our 14 is Andrew Johns. And in our extended squad, jersey 18 is Mal Meninga. So we've still got to pick a fullback, a hooker, a lock, finish out our three guys on the bench, and then pick two guys for our extended squad. Let's see how we go. This pack is 2011 champions. Crazy to think 2011 is more than a decade ago. Scary, scary stuff. Okay. First one is Kevin Kingston from the Penrith Panthers. So I think when I look at Kevin Kingston, obviously the Panthers, I look back at the captains that they've had. Are there any hookers that really dive out from here? Luke Pritis wasn't a hooker. Roshi Simmons, I don't think he was a skipper either. Really, really tough here. Can't find a hooker. I guess Kevin Kingston himself was a hooker, but I think I can get more talented players out of this side. So I'm going to go for Isaiah Yeo, and I'm going to pick him in jersey 13. Obviously, their current premiership winning captain. So Isaiah Yeo in the 13. Our next one is from the South Sydney Rabbitohs. It is Dave Taylor, the Coltrane. Hookers, because there a hooker I could pick? I don't think so. Damien Cook hasn't been captain. I don't think Isaac Luke was ever captain for an extended period. Fullback, I've already got GI, so no one else is really standing out for me there realistically. So I think I'll have to go Sam Burgess. I'll pick him on my bench. So in jersey 15. So at the moment, my bench is Andrew Johns and Sam Burgess. Pretty damn handy. Okay, New Zealand Warriors. Beautiful. So I need to pick a captain from the New Zealand Warriors. A couple of options here. Obviously, I don't need a halfback. I've got Thurston. I've got Joey, so no need for Stace. Any fullbacks jumping out at me straight away? None at the... Oh, Roger. I could go Roger, couldn't I? Roger Tuivasa-Sheck. I'm just trying to think if there's any other middles that I could potentially grab here. I think I might go with Roger Tuivasa-Sheck. I'm sure there'll be more options to come as far as fullback captains go. There has been a heap, but I'm going to take Roger while I can. So RTS from the Warriors, he will be my captain option there. So my starting team, I only need a hooker. Fingers crossed something comes along. Okay, our next card is from the Brisbane Broncos. It is Justin Hodges. He's one that I could consider, but I can't really fit him into this team. Realistically, just thinking about hookers that have captained the Broncos, not a heap. I could obviously pick Gordon Tallis in my side on the bench. That might be the way to go. I might go with Gordon Tallis.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
My bench. So my bench at the moment reads Andrew Johns, Sam Burgess, Gordon Tallis. Pretty damn handy. Now, as I just said, I don't have a hooker yet. And this is where this can get really, really tricky, because if I get down to my last pick, I've just got to pick someone from that team. So before, when I let Kevin Kingston slide by, that might prove to be an issue, because it's hard to find good hookers that have captained sides. Our next one is from the Parramatta Eels. It is Timmy Manor, obviously a captain of his team. He's a guy that I could pick. I still need a hooker. I'm just thinking about hookers from the Parramatta Eels. None really standing out to me that have been their captain realistically. I could pick someone in jersey 17, or I could start to fill jersey 19 and 20. Obviously, I've already got Mal Meninga. He would be my outside back. So I might go with a Ray Price here. Actually, you know what? I'm going to pick Ray Price on my bench. He's going to be my last one there. So all I need, I've got three cards left. I need a hooker. I need two extended bench players. At the moment on my extended bench, I've got Mal Meninga. So I still need to fill probably a ball player and then another forward. So we'll see how we go. Okay, our next card is Luke Lewis from the Penrith Panthers. Okay, this gives me an opportunity to pick Kevin Kingston. I guess I could also pick Craig Gower, to be fair. He was a captain that played a lot of hooker. I think I will go Craig Gower. I'm going to go Craig Gower at hooker. I think he played for the Kangaroos at hooker, especially in the early parts of his career during Super League and whatnot. Captained the Penrith to the 2003 Premiership victory, and unreal footballer Craig Gower, tough as nails. All right, our last two cards. I've got Isaac Luke from the South Sydney Rabbitohs. Good God, okay. So I've got a pick, probably a ball player, and then probably another forward to partner Mal Meninga on my extended bench. Adam Reynolds, he probably comes to mind straight away. Realistically, he's a guy I think of. Just think about other captains for the Bunnies. Obviously, Sam Burgess, we've already got him. Greg Inglis, we've already got him. You had your Roy Asitasis, your Mick Crockers, these sort of guys. But I think I might take the opportunity to grab Adam Reynolds, because if something happens that the next team doesn't really have any, you know, extremely good ball players that have been captains, I'm in a bit of Barney rubble. So I'm going to go with Adam Reynolds in jersey 19. He'll be on my extended bench. He'll be my ball player on my extended bench. Jersey 20, this one will go to a player from the New Zealand Warriors. Now, I already had a Warriors pick. Who did I end up going with there? I can't even remember. Where have I got the Warriors on this list? I thought I had a Warriors player earlier. RTS I went. Okay. So on my extended bench, I've got Mal Meninga and outside back. I've got Adam Reynolds, a ball player. I probably want to find myself a forward here. Two guys come to mind straight away. They are Ruben Wickie and they are Steve Price. For me, I love Steve Price, champion player for a long time. One of the most consistent players I think rugby league has ever seen. But Ruben Wickie, he honestly is one of my favorites ever. So I'm going to go for Ruben Wickie in jersey 20. Could have also considered Tohu Harris as well. Simon Mannering's another one, but Ruben Wickie, I absolutely love him. He could play in the centres, he could play in the front row, he could play in the second row, and he was just about the best player on the field wherever you put him. Ruben Wickie, tough as nails, still a champion guy, keep him very fit. I think he's still involved with the Warriors as well. Now let's have a look, let's go back through this side. If you did play along and you paused this podcast as I picked them out and picked your own players, I'll be interested to see what your team looks like. My team looks like this. I've got Roger Tuivasa-Sheck from the New Zealand Warriors at fullback, Jamie Lyon on the wing with Greg Alexander, two guys that traditionally weren't wingers. Brandy, he obviously played a lot on the wing for the Kangaroos and stuff, but you would say he's more of a halfback fullback. Jamie Lyon never really played a heap on the wing, maybe when he was younger, but as I said, I just had to sort of fill these positions because it can get a little bit tedious at the back end when you're trying to find guys to play on the wing. My centers, Brad Fittler and Greg Inglis, I don't think it could get much better than that realistically, probably outside of Mal Meninga, who I had to pick in my extended squad because he came later. In the halves, Darren Lockyer, Jonathan Thurston, absolute masterstroke there. Could probably only be improved by adding in Joey, but unfortunately we didn't get Joey till after them. In the front row, I went Taumalolo, Paul Gallen. Really happy with those two picks. Craig Gower at 9. We got him late. I ended up being really happy with my hooker, to be honest with you. We had an opportunity to pick Danny Badiris, but we just couldn't leave Joey out. We didn't get a single Melbourne Storm card out of those 20 either, so Cameron Smith, he probably would have been my automatic pick there. So we missed out on Medeiros. We didn't manage to get a Melbourne Storm card. So it got pretty difficult pretty quickly. Our second row, we went Nathan Hindmarsh and Andrew Ryan. Hindmarsh, captain of the Eels for a very long time. Andrew Ryan, captain of the Canterbury Bulldogs for a long time. Jersey 13, locking the scrum. The current Penrith Panthers skipper, we went Isaiah Yeo there. Then on the bench, what about this bench? Unreal stuff. Jersey 14, we picked Andrew Johns. If you have the opportunity to pick Joey, we simply just had to put him in there somewhere. So jersey 14 for Joey, wouldn't be happy about that. So he'd probably come on and absolutely brain it. Jersey 15, Sam Burgess from the South Sydney Rabbitohs. Jersey 16, Gordon Tallis. and 17, Ray Price from the Parramatta Eels, a real throwback there. Burgess, Tallis, Price, bringing those three onto the field, you would be in some serious curry taking on those three. Then our extended bench, we normally try and get a little bit versatile here, where we have a forward, a back, and a ball player. We've gone for Mal Meninga. He could cover all the positions in the outside backs, essentially probably outside of fullback, but we've got enough talent in this team to move them around. Adam Reynolds in jersey 19, our ball player that would come in as cover for the halves, could handle himself at hooker. And of course, our forward, who could play in the front row, second row, or lock, and he could arguably be the best player on the field on his day, Ruben Wiki, one of the most ferocious footballers rugby league has ever seen. Really enjoyed this one. Once again, as I said at the start, apologies to the fellow that sent this one in. Wasn't able to get your name and give you a shout out. Send me a message if you do listen to it, you did enjoy it. Send me a message if you picked a different team than what I did, if you paused it and wrote down your own team. Always love it when people send in those. Get a few every time I do these, so it's always interesting to see the changes compared to my team.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. The future isn't scary. Not realizing its potential, however, could be. Just like on the recruiting trail, I've seen potential come in many forms as a coach. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.